Purdue student and lifetime West Lafayette resident Corey Brewer says not moving forward with the project called The Landmark hinders the future of his home in College Town.
The Landmark will be a game changer. The Landmark will be the first step in our dream together. It's your time to dream where we want West Lafayette to be. It's your time to make your mark.
Brewer was one of about a half dozen people who spoke in favor of the project last night before the Area Plan Commission rejected it by a 13-1 vote. The Landmark proposal calls for a six-story mixed-use complex featuring 250 apartments and retail space, including a CVS pharmacy and grocery store. The plan includes 295 parking spaces, which is about 155 less than what Area Plan Commission staff says is necessary. APC Assistant Director Ryan O'Gara.
Staff was open to all sorts of options to try to kind of overcome this deficit, but the petitioner decided to end negotiations, sort of insisting that his parking program as is was sufficient for the project. At the point that negotiations ended, essentially staff was in a position to recommend denial on the project, which we did.
Boiler Cribs is the company looking to construct the development along Northwestern Avenue. Owner Mark Munzer says it would be one of the largest projects in the city with an estimated cost of around $50 million. He says the size and scope of the development will benefit not only students, but the majority of West Lafayette residents, and thinks halting that type of project is doing the community a disservice.
That current site, $100,000 a year in real estate taxes. Once developed, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, maybe $1 million worth of real estate taxes. This makes big waves, this project does. We can talk about jobs, construction jobs. We can talk about permanent jobs with the retail. There's a big story here, people. There's a real opportunity here.
Munzer says the development will have about 0.36 parking spaces for every resident, which is more than comparable complexes at other Big Ten universities. And architect Tom Pope says part of the purpose of the Landmark is to make students less dependent on vehicles. Pope has worked on similar projects in college towns in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Champaign, Illinois. He sees the Landmark as a way to improve the overall community feel.
A lot of things were said early on in some of the support letters, mainly by students, where they kind of see where the trend is going and the fact that younger people don't want to have a car. They want to have more pedestrian-friendly campuses and more opportunities to them in the way of on-site retail and other amenities that are accessible by foot.
However, not everyone sees it that way. Opponents such as County Councilman and area resident Andy Gutwein believe the development would be too overbearing in the community and do more harm than good.
Compare it to the block that would be immediately east. That block holds 10 houses. This project is 2 times as tall, 2.5 times as dense, plus retail space, 600 beds versus 30 beds. It's wholly inadequate parking, and it's a block from our neighborhoods and schools. What's wrong with this picture? Plenty.
In terms of parking, those against the project say it would open the door to a more convoluted community. They argue the location is already one with heavy amounts of traffic and believe having even more vehicles would mean added safety risk. Area Plan Commission President Roland Winger says those concerns are why members voted the plan down. He believes there will be development in that space in the future, but says there were too many concerns with the Landmark project to move forward.
I think, yes, there will be development come, and I think those smart developers are going to do so in ways that are more amenable to the current conditions and working to blend those in rather than try to sell massive change all in one step. I think the specifics were there. I think that was its problem. I mean, it was just very bold.
Boiler Cribs will take their proposal to the West Lafayette City Council, which will have the final vote. One member who won't support it is District 2 Councilman Peter Bunder, who spoke out against the Landmark Wednesday. He represents some of the neighborhoods adjacent to the proposed project. Bunder says he is not against development in the area, but thinks this particular project is not the right fit.
Criticism begins with the parking issue, but that is only the gateway to all of our neighborhood concerns. I like the name Landmark. I hope it will be a landmark in our discussion of development along the Fowler Northwestern Corridor. But to approve this plan now would also represent a landmark failure in urban planning.
Despite the lack of support from Bunder, Munzer believes he will be able to get other council members to rally around the project and turn it into a reality.
I think this vote has always been meant for the city council, and we're optimistic about it. We certainly have some work to do, but we're excited to get this in front of the city council, and I think that is where the decision lies.
Sam Clement, WBAA News.